What are the 7 stages of vascular dementia? When it comes to dementia, Alzheimer's disease and its symptoms are most commonly discussed. However, vascular dementia is a complex neurological condition that many individuals face. Understanding all of the stages of vascular dementia is crucial for proper support and care. Hence, in this blog, we'll cover each stage and its symptoms. What is vascular dementia? Vascular dementia is a type of dementia caused by reduced blood flow to the brain, resulting in damage to brain cells. It is typically caused by conditions that affect blood vessels, such as strokes or small vessel disease. The symptoms of vascular dementia can vary depending on the specific areas of the brain affected, the severity of the damage, and the stages of dementia. Some of the more common symptoms include memory loss, challenges with thinking and problem-solving, challenges with mood swings, changes in behavior and personality. The challenges individuals face when living with vascular dementia are immense and deeply impactful. The frustration, confusion, and fear that accompany these challenges can be overwhelming, not only for the individuals themselves but also for their loved ones. During these trying times, proper support becomes crucial. Compassionate care, understanding family members, and a network of professionals can provide the empathy, patience, and guidance needed to navigate this challenging journey. With a strong support system, individuals with vascular dementia can find solace, maintain their dignity, and cherish moments of connection and love amidst the challenges they face every day. 7 Stages of Vascular Dementia. Vascular dementia, like other forms of dementia, is a progressive condition that unfolds over time. It is characterized by different stages, each marked by specific cognitive changes, functional abilities, and challenges. Understanding the progression through the various stages of vascular dementia is essential for providing proper tailored care and support to individuals. These stages serve as a framework to assess and address the evolving needs of individuals as they navigate the challenges posed by vascular dementia. 1. Typical cognitive behavior. During this stage of vascular dementia, individuals don't show any significant signs of cognitive decline. Their memory, thinking abilities, and problem-solving skills are intact, allowing them to function independently in their daily activities. Therefore, at this stage, there are no evident early symptoms of vascular dementia, and individuals may not be aware of any impending cognitive changes. Hence, it is crucial to monitor any subtle changes in cognition during this phase to detect early signs of the condition and provide appropriate support when needed. 2. Very mild cognitive decline. In the second stage of vascular dementia, known as very mild cognitive decline, individuals may start experiencing subtle changes in cognitive abilities that go beyond normal aging. These changes are often mild and may be easily overlooked or attributed to other factors. Some common symptoms include occasional memory lapses, challenges with finding the right words during conversations, challenges with remembering names of acquaintances. These changes are typically not severe enough to significantly impact daily functioning, and individuals can still manage their usual activities with minimal assistance. Additionally, it's crucial to understand that these symptoms do not always mean that there is a risk of vascular dementia. However, monitoring these early signs is crucial as they may indicate the onset of vascular dementia, allowing for timely intervention and support. 3. Mild cognitive decline. In the third stage of vascular dementia, individuals experience mild cognitive decline that becomes more noticeable and may impact their daily lives. Challenges with memory become more apparent, particularly in retaining recent information or learning new things. What's more, individuals may struggle to recall names, dates, or events with increased frequency. They may experience difficulty in organizing thoughts, planning, and problem-solving. Individuals can still maintain a level of independence during this stage, however, support and assistance in managing daily tasks may be required to compensate for the emerging cognitive challenges. Therefore, regular monitoring and care might become crucial during this stage to ensure the individual's safety and well-being. 4. MOD rate cognitive decline. In the fourth stage of vascular dementia, individuals experience moderate cognitive decline that might significantly impact their daily functioning and independence. Memory deficits become more evident, with individuals having challenges remembering personal details, events, or even familiar faces. They may have difficulty following conversations and may need reminders or assistance to complete daily tasks. Problem-solving abilities are further affected, making it challenging to handle complex situations or make decisions. Individuals may experience confusion and disorientation, especially in unfamiliar environments. Changes in mood and behavior may also become evident, with increased irritability, agitation, or withdrawal from social interactions. At this stage, individuals require substantial support and supervision to ensure their safety and maintain their quality of life. Caregivers and healthcare professionals play a crucial role in providing assistance, managing medications, and creating a structured environment that promotes comfort and well-being. 5. Moderately severe cognitive decline. This stage is also referred to as mid-stage dementia. During this stage, individuals might require care and support with day-to-day activities, including bathing, dressing, and cooking. Your loved one will require consistent support and supervision during mid-stage dementia. Memory loss becomes more pronounced, as does the risk of wandering. Some individuals also experience sundown syndrome, where restlessness, agitation, and confusion worsen as the daylight begins to fade. 6. Severe cognitive decline. In the sixth stage of vascular dementia, individuals experience severe cognitive decline, resulting in a significant loss of cognitive functioning and independence. The challenges with memory loss are become more severe, with individuals being unable to recognize familiar faces, including those of their loved ones. They may have limited or no recollection of recent events or their own personal history. Communication becomes extremely challenging, with individuals having difficulty speaking and understanding spoken language. Individuals may rely more on nonverbal cues or gestures to express their needs. Problem-solving and decision-making abilities are severely affected, resulting in individuals being unable to manage basic tasks independently. During this stage of vascular dementia, physical limitations may also emerge, including challenges with mobility, coordination, and self-care. Individuals require extensive assistance with all activities of daily living, as well as constant supervision to ensure their safety. 7. Very severe cognitive decline. In the seventh and final stage of vascular dementia, individuals experience very severe cognitive decline, resulting in a profound loss of cognitive function and independence. Memory loss is extensive, with individuals having challenges recognizing even close family members and may struggle to remember their own identity. Communication abilities are severely affected, and individuals may have limited or no ability to speak or understand verbal language. They may exhibit nonverbal behaviors to express their needs or emotions. Basic motor skills and physical functioning are also affected, leading to a high level of dependency on caregivers for all aspects of daily care, including feeding, personal hygiene, and mobility. Providing around-the-clock care, managing comfort, and ensuring dignity become paramount in this stage of vascular dementia. Supportive measures, such as maintaining a calm and soothing environment, offering sensory stimulation, and prioritizing the individual's emotional well-being, are crucial to provide the highest quality of care and comfort in the face of severe cognitive decline. Who is most at risk of vascular dementia? Several factors increase the risk of developing vascular dementia. These include age. Advanced age is a significant risk factor for vascular dementia. The risk increases with age, and the prevalence of vascular dementia is higher in individuals over 65 years old. History of cardiovascular disease. Individuals with a history of cardiovascular conditions, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, strokes, or transient ischemic attacks, TIAs, are at an increased risk of developing vascular dementia. These conditions can lead to damage in the blood vessels supplying the brain, contributing to the development of the disease. Diabetes. Diabetes, particularly uncontrolled or poorly managed diabetes, is associated with an increased risk of vascular dementia. High blood sugar levels can damage blood vessels, leading to reduced blood flow to the brain and an increased likelihood of cognitive impairment. High cholesterol. Elevated levels of cholesterol in the blood can contribute to the formation of plaques in the blood vessels, narrowing them and reducing blood flow to the brain. This can increase the risk of vascular dementia. Lifestyle factors: sedentary lifestyle, obesity, unhealthy diet, high in saturated fats and processed foods, and lack of physical exercise contribute to the risk of developing vascular dementia. Adopting a healthy lifestyle that includes regular physical activity, a balanced diet, and avoiding smoking can help reduce the risk. It is important to note that while these factors increase the risk of developing vascular dementia, they do not guarantee the development of the condition. By managing these risk factors and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, it is possible to lower the risk and promote brain health. Unique Community Services support people with dementia. Unique Community Services is dedicated to providing exceptional support and care for individuals living with dementia. Our approach goes beyond traditional care models, focusing on creating a unique and personalized experience that enhances the quality of life for people with dementia. We understand that each individual's needs and preferences are unique. Our highly trained and compassionate clinicians work closely with individuals and their families to develop customized care plans that address their specific cognitive, emotional, and physical needs. We prioritize creating a warm and supportive environment that promotes engagement, independence, and dignity. We provide support services for people with complex care needs across Bristol and Manchester. Contact us now, and we will create an individual care plan tailored to your specific needs and preferences. Latest posts: Autistic Burnout. Definition and Management Blog. Autistic burnout is a period of physical and emotional exhaustion that can impact various aspects of an autistic person's life. Autistic. Read more. The Catalyst Care Group 2023 Survey. News. Share your voice in shaping the future of health and social care. Read more. Dyspraxia. Types, symptoms and causes. Blog. Dyspraxia, or developmental coordination disorder, DCD, is a common neurological difference affecting movement and coordination in adults and children. Dyspraxia is, read more,